7:08 on the Eagle, Dean and Rod Show, birthday scam right here. And then coming up in a minute, we'll kick off Dead Guy in the Envelope. We have a 40% chance of showers today. High of 44.
All right, let's do the birthday scam.
We're going to call a guy who recently had his auto inspection done. There was a snafu with the paperwork. Now he's got to pay $11 to have it inspected again. And he doesn't want to pay.
Hello?
Hi, is this Steven?
Yes, it is.
Hey, Steven, Jason over at Auto Repair. How you doing today?
Oh, hey, yeah, I'm good, thanks. How are you doing?
Returning your call, something about your inspection that we just did?
Right, yeah. My insurance company, they just got the VIN number wrong, and as I got it all sorted out, but they said in the end of the day, I just have to come back in and just get the test done again.
I can get you in today. Of course, I'll have to charge you again $11.50.
But I already paid it.
Yeah, I know, and I did it. And now we're doing it again. You know, I have costs, I have overhead.
Sure.
It's only $11.50.
It's not for the 11 bucks. It's like it's...
$11.50.
$11.50. It's just the principal. I mean, I just...
What's the principal?
I'd already paid it.
You're the one who screwed up your VIN number. I didn't.
No. My insurance company screwed up. They got the VIN number. It was one number off.
Well, maybe you gave them the wrong one. The insurance company gets the VIN number from you. This probably all started with you.
It didn't start with me. I had the piece of paper, and I listed off the VIN number. I was staring right at it.
Most people have their VIN number memorized.
Really? That's like 18 digits. It's you have that in the back of your head?
I have four vehicles. I know every one of them.
I don't believe that. Listen, can I just come in?
Here's the one on my Lexus. XKY47989NVLOX. A.
How do I know you're not just reading that off to me?
-7.
I think you're making it up, actually.
That's just off the top of my head.
Sure.
Do you want my motorcycle one?
No, I don't want...
I'll tell you what. I would be willing to waive the $11.50 since you're too cheap to pay that.
Excuse me?
You heard me. Cheap.
I'm not cheap, okay?
$11.50.
Oh, my... You know what? That's like... The $11.50. It's not
you.
It's not a matter of the $11.50. I told you. It's like I can't go on the road.
Well, you know, that's your problem, asswipe.
Asswipe? Is that how you talk to your customers?
All right, here's what I'm going to do. Final offer. Bring your car in. I'll waive the $11.50. Only you don't bring it. Have your wife bring it. I'll deal with her. I saw her the other day.
You saw her the other day?
She was with you, right? The blonde? With the nice snuggle puppies? Time to do another inspection, if you know what I mean.
Oh, yeah, right. Okay. This is
what?
This is crazy.
Steven, this is Dean and Raj. Your wife, Lisa, wanted us to call you and wish you a happy birthday. It's the birthday scam.
Are you serious?
Yeah, I've never seen your wife.
She is blonde.
Well, anyways,
guess.
Just tell Lisa that we called and we hope you get your car straightened out and you have a happy birthday.
Oh, I was like, what kind of place talks to people that way? I was like, I didn't.
No place
I didn't
does.
Nobody
what was going
does.
On.
Nobody does.
Oh, man.
The one station for Dean and Raj, The Eagle, Houston's only classic rock.